You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kesem Chavtesh. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Man Hochush Rabbi Shmuel, they learned Cheskas Gimel Shonim out of Shah Mu'at. Right? Shah Mu'at. Shah Mu'at takes three Negichas. So three harvests. Quote Rabbi Shmuel, you just need three harvests. You harvest a spasta 90 days, or if you have different trees, grapes, olives, and figs, so you can do 1 year when you follow the grapes. You just need three harvests. So you can learn to have Shamuad. Ah, it's afraid to turn. So, but Rabbanan Mai. Quote Rabbanan, it's not three harvests, it's 3 years. It's time. It's a passage of time. So you can learn it out of Shah Mu'at. It's not three, it's 36 months. So Freik the Torah Schaim, I used this kasha, I'm sure everybody asked it in the daf. We're doing a couple of Torah Schaims. Rabban and Mai, the one I have chesam and beis. Mashm, to be shmuel as yishad. Kod to be shmuel, it's good. It's chazak is three arvis. So he asks, like we asked in the daf, what about oisip peiris tadir? Something that produces fruits all the time. It's not three harvests, it's 3 years. Beis HaShalachin, Bayrish Shichin Batin, Bayrish Shichin Maris, Tema, Abishrael Namiti Boy, Tenach, Tavishenos HaPeris Tadim. Ah, that's good. So you just need three harvests. The Sagile, Bisholosh Achilas, Tifa Misholosh Nigel Shamuad, Tavishenos Tadim, Kebat Mavaris. But the Chol Ani, the Choshel Bereish, the Mastis, nobody argues the lekaman the palagbo the chaskas mshal shanim yom liyoyim. So those you can't learn out of shamuad. It's not 3 harvests. It's 3 years. Minale de mshamuad. Minale. So what are you asking Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanan? Asking Rabbi Shmuel, but David just parastated. It's such an obvious question. It's amazing they don't ask that till the Torah's Chaim.
In other words, how do you know the other thing? 3 years. That you need 3 years. If you have shamuad, you're not going to be able to.
Three harvests. But 3 years, Oisa Peres Nadim, all those, that whole long list, you know, Batim, Sadois, the Oisa Peres Tadir, but Smesa Shalachim, the ones that are Oisa Peres Tadir. So it's 3 full years. So how can you learn it out of Shamuad? Well, Mishamuad, Lekel Melch, Tim Kemel, Dmin, Oshal Shanim, Tim Oshal Shavuos, 3 years. Maybe it's 3 weeks, Oshal Shechadash, Moshmitas. It's very obvious. 3 years, now, as you see from Rabbanan Mai, maybe 3 years is for Shon the Guch. Terry says, how do you know a year is a unit? So I said in the daf, I spoke out this Torah Chaim. Did you?
I
slipped it in. You heard me say it, speak out this Torah Chaim.
How does the Rabban?
I don't remember
the Torah.
How does the Rabban
know that it's years?
No, Rabban, the way Rabban Mai. You can't learn it at Shon Mu'ad. Rabbi Shmuel learns it at Shon Mu'ad. You're a beautiful kasha, the goy in the Torah Chaim. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can learn Cheskas. See, Rabbi Shmuel requires 3 harvests. So 3 harvests are like 3 negichas. It's 3 units, 3 harvests. So therefore, you learn it out of Shah Mu'ad. So it's 3 harvests, it's not 3 years. It could be 90 days by aspasta, things that you harvest in 30 days. The Gemara says, it could be Rabbi Shmuel Achinami. But according to Rabbanon, that it's 3 years. How do you know 3 years? It's 3 months, 3 weeks. So fake the Tars Chaim. Things that are oisa peiris tadir. So how do you know 3 years? Rabbi Shmuel's mind, the things that the reish of the Mishnah, chas sabat imay bayrus hashich nemaras shayvchas, all those things
hold everything for 3 years. They don't learn enough.
Right, but Rabbi Shmuel holds. So where does Rabbi Shmuel learn the things that are 3 full years?
The same as the Chachamim.
The Gemara doesn't say that though.
So why is the Gemara asking Rabban? Why is she asking Rabbi Shmuel by Dov Rosh Chayes Fadim? Unless you want to learn what the Gemara means, but Daiche, you could say that. But the Gemara says, Tinach Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan Mai. So look what he answers. Yesh Lomar. Dahanach Nami Mishamud Yalef. You learn out of Shamud. The Chol Sha'oise Beiris Tadir Kol Shon Tvina Achila Achas Chashim. That's a unit. I said this in the doctor.
It's a unit.
It's
also a unit.
So let Rabbanan make it a unit. See, Kota Mishmael, the Teretz is, Rabbanan, don't go by units. If you can say a year is a unit, so say a harvest is a unit. So you can only make a year into a unit if you hold that it's three units. But according to Rabbi, if it would be three units, it should be three harvests. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that ain't a chinami, it's three harvests. So then you could say a year is a unit. It's a unit. Why is a year a unit? Because maybe, I don't know why. But according to Rabbanan, you don't go by units. So just time. It's just a lapse of time. Because they don't go by units. If you would go by units, then three harvests should be enough. So he says, the hanach nami mishamudyav. Koshos the parents started. Koshon the tmima achilachas chashiva. Came to lav urcha. He says why. Came lav urcha lemega base of chan derech to masizim. Bebatsi mishan. He says that why. He says because people, normally you rent it for a year. A field, you don't take it over for less than a year. It's a unit. Mashkat nami stamashkat the shat.
That's the song.
So why don't you answer this to Rabbanan also? If you say it's a unit, so Rabbanan learned it out of Shamuad, and it's three units. So what's the most kash Rabbanan mai? So I'm adding to that, that Rabbanan don't go by units. If you go by units, then a harvest should also be a unit.
The Rabbanan learned off a pasuk. The pasuk discussed as years. Rabbanan is going off a
pasuk
and saying
Rabbanan
talks about years over here.
See, I'm sorry. I don't expect a minyan for Maariv unless we, because they had, you know, that was a holiday, so we had the early Maariv. So everybody in the shul
had
a Maariv.
They had a. Okay. The Rabbanan also learned from a pasuk that there's.
I mean, it's possible. I didn't say that they had the computer. And the last time we did have a minyan, we only need four more.
It might be.
You never know. You never know. Four maybe. You never know. But I can't get usually it's a minyan. But tonight is usually Sundays we have like 40, 50 people mincha ma'ariv. Everyone comes when it's early. Everyone comes. So it's a holiday. Sundays today was holiday kiyudim. Happy non-President's Day. Today is non-President's Day.
No president.
Yeah.
No president.
Yeah. Okay, then. So,
again, the Rabbanan also learned units, but the Rabbanan says from pasuk of the year. It's always mentioned a year. 2 years over
there. That was a havamin. It's a fleeting havamin in the pasuk. That was a fleeting havamin. At the end, it's an elapsement of time.
Correct.
It's an elapsement of time. It's under with units.
Watch your star.
You watch your star 3 years. It has to do with the time, the clock running 3 years. Not 1 year. It's that one, two, three. It's 36 months. You watch your star. If you get confident, and after a while, you get confidence. You lose the star. That's the maskana of the Gemara. So.
Let's say one of them is an
Ibiyah.
It's back to 37. Let's say one of the years is an Ibiyah.
Yeah, do they speak about those? Does the Shah Mishpat speak about that? L'chor, you lose your star after 3 years. Is it 36 months or is it. I think that I want to see a Shah Mishpat about that. 3 years, is it? One is a year, is it 36 months?
Young.
Yeah, it could be psychologically, a year is a year, you know, 30, if it's 13 months, yeah, it could be. You know, 3 years, you lose the Shtar, but it's halachic years, maybe, I'm not sure. I think someone speaks about it. I didn't see it, look it up. Okay, so the next Tos Chaim is an introduction to the Ketzais. It's the Shaila of the Gemara. Let's go over the Shakl V'tar. The Gemara first says, let's go over the stages of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbanan Mai. It's the first thing Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Yirmiyah shlugged it up, ate Sataiva, so let's get to the Lamed Shemar. It says, the first thing is Meichel. He's Meichel the Paris. He's Meichel. If you eat my Paris, I'm Meichel the Paris. The Gemara shlugs that up. Because, yeah, if you get him after 2 years, he's got to pay for the Paris. The guy's not Meichel. So when the Gemara sort of. Tweaks it a little bit. He's not Meichel. He's not Makbid. He's not Makbid. He's not Meichel anything. But he's not Meichel anything. The first thing, he's not Meichel. But he's not Makbid. You want to work my property. I'm not Makbid. Second year, I'm not Makbid. By the third year, I'm Makbid. So if it's silence, it's a proof that I sold it. Because I was silent for 3 years.
The reason it's Makbid is because he's afraid people might interpret it that it belongs to the
other guy. Right. Yes. Yes. I think so. You could say, I think so. I think so that the Gemara held Makbid. You know why I think so, Tzvi? Yeah. Because in this Havamina, what does Macho help? I always say, wait, Macho, go to the police. See, I keep on saying, I once told this to a Chashev Rosh Yeshiva, they think, Macho means you're going to the police. You're not going to the police. You want to go to the police? Go to the police. You're just being meicha. So what does meicha help if you're makbid? The teretz is then you know the guy can't claim it. See, you're makbid because he looks like an owner. Once you're meicha, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Why are you worried? Like he's going to claim it. If you're meicha, he can't claim it. Because he says, okay, you bought it. You lost your shtar. I was meicha. So that's why I think, even though you know, this hot minute, we don't speak about macha.
This macha is meaningful. What makes the macha meaningful? Maybe guys is just regretting that he sold it to him.
No, so
how do you know to believe him?
You don't believe him. It's a sign that the guy who's on the property doesn't get confident, say he's going to watch his shtar. If he bought it, it's a brilliant thing, macha. Because if the Marikam is signed, I get confident. 3 years, nobody said anything, so I start guarding the shtar. It's not a question, you believe him? If you're meicha, it's probably a sign that you didn't sell it. Because you sold it, don't be a tibish me meicha, because then I'll guard his shtar if you're meicha. Because if you're meicha, it means I'm coming back. I didn't sell it to you. Once I'm saying, I'm protesting around my property. So you know I'm going to come, so you're not going to lose your shtar. So you're not believing him, chayim, on the macha. That's pshat macha. So then the Gemara says, Bar Bel Yoshev, you know, I think the Rashba asked the kasha. I didn't have an answer. So remember the Gemara asks, but then it's not even. Hani Bay Bal Yashiv. Mean guys, the makbid, somebody walks on that karka. So the chazaka should be right away if they're silent for a minute. You say Einachinami. Depends on the personality. So the Sata del Vrach l'shiur. So the Gemara asks, so to everybody, you have to measure, fake the Rashba. All of us Shas, we always say we make a law, and we make the law uniform for the average person. Say, Nachanami, this one guy, one mean guy. So suddenly, the Gemara says, Nasat Levech Hashirin. Fake the Rashba, normally the Mahalach of the Talmud is, we make the law for a regular person. Does he bring the Gemara? Abarim says, for an average person, some people mean more or less. You make the rule for the average person. So what's going to satvei chashirim? The average person is 3 years. So they made the rule. So it's very hard, this kasha, the satvei chashirim. For some reason, I think the Rashba doesn't answer the question, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't look it up, but my poor memory tells me the Rashba blinds with a kasha. So
the Gemara doesn't believe that there's an exact date. There's even an average. The Gemara doesn't believe it. There's hypothesis. That's all.
You mean everyone's different? You mean the Gemara means everyone's different? So he says you can't say. You mean
it's not like the average different age mood, different, of a person.
Different moods.
You mean certain things you can say? There's a norm here. There's no norm here. You mean that's? I mean it's a chiddush in pshat. The Gemara doesn't say that, but I like your pshat. It means the Gemara is and is angry from Bar Bel Yoshev.
Shaul was trying to say it to you.
What?
Shaul was trying to say
when I asked the Rashba's kasha. So I hear the rage from the back of the room. I like it. I like that. See that, hear what there is. I think the Rashba blames by a kasha. They want to say that's nice. That you know, this, you can't say the average. What do you mean, the average person? It's a total subjective thing. It's the average person, not me. Depends. It depends how much. So you can't make a rule. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means you can't make it, it doesn't pass, because some people don't care, some people care. I like that pshat. It doesn't fit so well in the Lashna Gemara. It's a mashmili Gemara, but it's a nice pshat anyway. It answers the Rashba's kasha. So the Gemara picked the extreme. But I like that. I like it. It's an answer. It's a strong kasha, the Rashba. I think it is an answer to the kasha. So the Gemara answers, a guy loses his contract after 3 years. I asked in the daf, people are always, that's an exact thing? Okay, that you can make. People, the average person gets confident after 3 years he loses his contract. Oh. So the Gemara says, t'last. So the Ksai says, but what's the proof he bought it? See, when you learn this Gemara, you're in shock. A guy loses his contract, but if he didn't buy it, he also doesn't have a contract. See, if you have it, you can't ask him, where's your contract? After 3 years, I lose my contract. But if you didn't buy it, if you're Gazan, you also don't have a contract. So what's the proof you bought it? Just because he has an excuse, after 3 years, you're excused for losing your contract. You lose your contract. That's if you bought it. But how do you know he bought it? But the Gemara says there's a basis of Chazaka that you lose your contract.
Says
Machlaikis, the Ramban, Taras Chaim, and the Ksais. So let's look in the Taras Chaim. Ksais quotes the Taras Chaim, by the way. Sometimes an early Achron Ktzais brings it. But he has a beautiful kasha Ktzais doesn't ask. See, he has a special kasha to his chayim that he will find in the Ktzais. So we'll learn him first. Ein lefarish to mishum ay tam l'chud havi chazaka. You can't say that this is the only reason. Mishum ay tam l'chud, the second column, Rabbi, say, darti at last.
Meaning the loss of the star.
Yeah, that can't be the only reason. Dein to svar klal. Doesn't make any sense. I have a reason. I lost my star. I got confident. That's how you're going to win from the Marikam and Otsi Dar Chesmari. It's no reason. Good, you lost your star. That's not enough. Vaori brings a ride from the Gemara. We'll have.
You know, he's claiming that he bought it. He's claiming that.
Yeah, but you're not Nema with your claim. He's a Marikama.
He's a Rai.
The guy's a Marikama. With a claim, you can't be Maitzi from a Marikama. Vaoid. Yes, lekamen tafticha, tafticha. That's if the ground is there's crevices in the ground, it's bad soil. Vafikur vayukur, you made no profit. You put in a core of grain and you pulled out a core of grain. Lavi chazaka. You only get a chazaka if you make profit. If you work, till the soil and you make profit. Vamaylam rina nami. So who cares? For just the fact he lost the shtar, why do you have to make profit?
Really, such a
halacha?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we're going to have it in the Gemara. It's the next blah. It's another blah. Darvo love Shloshan. Love Miss. Oh, maybe it's Davi Lamed Vav. Another. We're going to learn it soon. Lo Havi Mizar B'Shtar. So he has another kash. So it can't be only this. El Tzarech Lo. The Ika Tama Mishum Kpeidu. Like you said, Chai. We go, even though the Gemara says Ella. Because the Gemara says Ella, guys, that Makbid, he's only Makbid after 3 years. Ella, no. Ikatam's kfeidu. T'chol adam kapid la'alta. Right away you makbid. There's a raya right away you makbid. But there's a counter raya, where's the shtar? The Torah Chaim says, see, the Gemara first said people not makbid for 3 years. Only Barbel Yoshev, the meanies. The Gemara says, everybody's makbid. I'm not in my soil, I want you to be working my property.
So why is there a chazak if there weren't either?
Because achvi shtarcha. The counter raya. There's a raya that he sold it right away that he wasn't nakbid. But if you bought it, where's your shtar? There's a raya and a counter raya. If the 3 years, the counter raya falls off.
So really at the first
Ramban. Amazing pshat. Ksayz dingzach. See you in a moment. T'chol adam kapid la'alter. K'shos chaver ochel mechasav. You're harvesting, you're working, harvesting, planting.
So why can you complain?
V'hai. No, that...
Oh, after the first...
Hey, Nechinami! So we'll soon see.
So it's not a raya, because he didn't complain. That's the raya.
That's the raya he sold it. Yeah. If he didn't sell it, he should have complained right away. So it's a proof he sold it. You're right. But there's a counter proof that he didn't buy it. There is a proof right away. Because right away, he should have been Mecha right away. So that's a proof that he sold it. But it's a proof he didn't buy it, because where's your contract? V'hai came to the Mecha. V'lo kapit. Ah, exactly. This guy let the guy saying nothing. The guy's sitting on his field. Vaday machala. But the counter raya miu. What? Are you alone?
If you could bring three more people.
Yeah, if you that likely be a mini for Marv at 9:15. We done my very night 9:15.
Try to come back.
If you could bring another guy with you, it would be good.
Bring two guys.
If you bring a couple guys, then for sure we'll have a minion. But we need
person.
Okay, we'll pay you.
A mercenary, were you Jewish?
Wow. You're Jewish, exactly.
Miu.
It's a riot.
Miu, took it out. We're going to take it out. Censor. Miu, bebatzer mi shalo shanim lovi chazak. Why? The chotol shon islay reya sinami lelokeach. We have the raya and the counter raya. If a guy is not meicha right away, it's a raya you sold it. But if what's the guy? Where's you bought it? Where's your contract? When you buy property, you always have a contract. Came the tati tlas mizdari and ishvishdari. Vahai, this guy came the lesle shtar mizdavad the gazan. A basa tlashnin. After 3 years was mizdari lesle reis lo kech meicha say reisa lachach levich lachazaka. Now he asks a great kash.
That's the Ramban, sir.
This is the Ramban sheet. But look at this kash he asks. V'hadapar, go back to the first column, please, Rabbi. This is, you know, cut and snap. It's cut and paste. The first column, the bottom of the first column. V'hadapar, elameata. Such a strong kash. The Gemara asks, Macha shlo b'fanav, lo tavi macha. The Gemara asks, if the reason chazak is the guy loses his contract, so the Gemara thought, so macha, the Gemara asks, if macha is, the Gemara's next kash. The Gemara says, after 3 years, Ben, it's chazaka because I lost the shtar. So fake the Gemara, so macha should have to be in his face? Because if you, the Gemara didn't know chavar chavisli that he hears the, he gets travels. So Gemara says, so machosh was not macha. Fake the Torah. Chaim, mayur dika kasha. What do you mean? It shouldn't be a macha. But you see, the guy cares. If the guy made machosh the fun of, you don't have the raya. According to the Torah, Chaim, like you said, Chaim, the chazak is built on two things. His ability to lose the shtar, his rationalization why he lost the shtar, he's confident 3 years. And the not macha of the Marikama. Marikama was silent. Why wasn't he makbid? But if he was meich, he was makbid. So what's the Gemara's kash, macha, shlo b'fanav? Lo tavi macha. Mayur dika kash. Such a strong kash. B'hada parach. Fake the Torah's chayim. El mei atam. Macha, shlo b'fanav. Lo tavi macha. The Gemara's next question. Fake the Torah's chayim. Avchav d'shemicha. Avil shalom b'fanav. Okay, so the guy doesn't know. I didn't know. I lost my shtar. Very good. We have no proof he sold it. Because the whole proof is that he was silent, that he wasn't makbid. But if he was meicha, shalom b'fanav. So who cares? The machod doesn't travel to the ears of the machzik. So I have an excuse. I lost my shtar. But according to the Taras Chaim and the Ramban, it's all built on the raya that the guy was shaysik. If the guy didn't sell, be makbid. But if he was meicha, even shalom b'fanav. So, but that machod. Afag of the Shemicha, if you shalom b'fanav, become a kum, harin the gid light of the cupid, the less layer you tsunami lemaicha. So I send my own teretz to this.
Now we assume that he did have.
This is the Taras Chaim strong cash. No, the Gemara is saying he was meicha, he was meicha shalom b'fanav. So the guy on the property didn't hear it, so he's going to lose his star. I didn't hear anybody meicha. I'm going to lose it. The Gemara didn't know yet. The Machot travels this year. So the Gemara is asking, but if the guy was Meicha, so he was Matbid, so you don't have the Raya that he sold it to him. You know what he answers? Amazing answer. I think I have a better answer. Maybe. Ulai. Look what he answers. He answers. Yeshlam. The Shabbat Parach. And my Machot shall be fun of Shemoch B'Shanah Shnei Yushlishis. Einachinam. If he mocha right away, then you wouldn't ask the kash. The Gemara means the second and third year. See, according to the Ramban, the Torah Chaim, the raya is from right 1 year, first year. Mm-hmm. So let's see, mocha the second year. Ah, so the Gemara means machosh lo b'fanav in the second year. The raya sold it is from the first year, maybe the first week or month. So ein achinami, the Gemara doesn't mean machosh lo b'fanav the first week or the first month. The Gemara means second or third year. That's how the Torah Chaim. So I'll tell you my terrors. I agree with you. It's a little schwach. It's sharp. Yes. It's sharp, but it's the Gemara says shalom machosh shalom b'fanav.
The Gemara is a chelik of the
years. Yeah, right. It's a little docha. So you know what I like to answer this question. So maybe you like my terrors. See, Rabbi Yisai, the Torah Chaim is assuming machosh is like letting off steam. A mappit, letting off steam. That's the brilliance of Macho. Macho is not letting off steam. What does Makbid mean? Right. Makbid means, I'm Makbid, I'm Meicha. I'm Meicha. I'm Meicha. A Meicha means that I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you that if you bought it, so Macho Shlo B'Fanav, if it doesn't get to his ears, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's no. It's not even, that's, yeah, you let off steam, you're Meicha. If the guy doesn't hear that, the whole point of Macho is to let him know to watch his star. So I taina that machosh lo b'fanav the Gemara is not even he didn't show his makbid. Yeah, it's not a machah. If the guy doesn't hear about it, because the whole point of machah is to tell the guy to watch his shtar. Yeah, put him on notice. So you let off steam. Like he's assuming that it's chaim. The guy was meicha. So you see his makbid. Machah just means you let off steam. Oh, I care. Again, like I told them, you're not going to the police. If you want to get him off your property, you go to the police. The teretz is you're putting him on notice. You're putting him on notice to what shtar. That's what macha means. So mayas macha shabafanu should be a macha. So because if you said shalom bafanu, you're not putting him on notice. So what is that? Doesn't mean you're makbid. If you're makbid, either go to the police or put it in, or tell him to his ears, to his face. Just letting off steam doesn't show you're makbid. That's my teretz. I like to answer to Eschem's cash. Hey, you want to see the ktsais, Rabbi? So let's go to the ktsais. I mentioned in the shiur, in short, ktsais is nice pilpul, but in short, the ktsais holds that cheskes gimel shanim is a takana d'rabbanan. Many rishonim say it. As a matter of fact, his diuk in Rambam is open in the Rashbam on tomorrow's blad. Tomorrow's blad.
Here's the diuk. Even when Rabbi Shmuel comes back at the end, or he always saw Shalom Bud.
No, according to Rabbanan. No, according to Rabbi Shmuel, loved Afka. According to Rabbanan, he loses his shtar. So it's, according to the ktsais, as we'll see, because people lose their shtars, if they stay 3 years, it's a takana de Rabbanan that he wins. It's a takana for lukuchas. It's a takana de Rabbanan. It's takana for lukuchas.
That's what you're saying, hefka best in hefka?
If you want to call it
the power behind it.
Yeah.
What do you mean for lukuchas?
Say the lukuchas. I bought something. 3 years, I get confident. I lose it. Okay. Later, the Rashbam says it's takana sechem. So Ktzais didn't have that. In a few days, I don't know. I hope I'll see it. To see all the Rashbams is a challenge. But I did all the Rashbams, and today's stuff. I'm trying to do all the Rashbams, but it's not like Rashi. But later, a few blot, Rashbam is going to say open. It's a takana sechem. But I have a diuk. The same diuk has in Rambam. Takana sechem. I'll show you.
You don't need hefker best in hefker. Once chachamim established 3 years. Basically, they said, hold on to your stuff. You don't have your stuff.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
We don't care. Hold on to your stuff for 3 years.
I mean, the Raisa.
The person is going to watch your stuff. They're basically telling you, be moichah in the first 3 years.
Okay.
That's
Tzvi, you're mechav in a little bit of Shah Mishpat. Tzvi was a shtickle. I want to tell you over Shah Mishpat. I wasn't going to say it over, but you're convincing me to say over Shah Mishpat. A beautiful Shah Mishpat. They're all beautiful. Rabbi said, there's a sugin gittin. If you hold on to an Eved Knani for 3 years, you have a chazak. We're going to have later in
Chesavah.
Yeah, avad. 3 years, avadim. Take a chazak of 3 years. So it says in Amor, in Hilchas Gittin, that it works for a get. If you hold on, if there's a get written on an Eved, and you have a chazak of Yossi 3 years, so you win, you get divorced. She can prove she's divorced with a cheskes gimushan. Frank the Shah Mishpat, according to the ktsais, and those shitas, that's only the Rabbanan has a work for getting. It's only the Rabbanan, so the Shah Mishpat's at cash. If cheskes gimushan is only the Rabbanan, so for my mind, you could say, but for getting, the Rabbanan says it works for getting. See, so you know what the Shah Mishpat says? Says Takana Drabbanan to invent Kesas Gimushanim. But once they made the Takana Drabbanan, then it became a Raya.
Even at the Raya level?
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been a Raya. It wouldn't have been a Raya. There's no Raya. Wouldn't have been a Raya. Just, there's no Raya.
Basically, what Drabbanan have to make it to the Raya?
You got
to
time.
For Mama. But once they made the Takana that you win after 3 years, then it became a Raya. If you don't Meicha, if you don't make it, lose. So then it became a Raya. If that's what the Chavish
Even Shabbat. At the Raya level, doesn't mean Rabbanan? Yeah.
No, that's what Shabbat Mishpat says. That's how it can work for getting.
You can ask Shaul now, and you can say that from the beginning, I said this is the Shabbat.
Yeah. Okay, good. Something concise. Beresh Bechet Sabbat. Bois Beis. You have it at the top of the first column. You're going to have to hold it. I pasted about 4 pages together. So it was like a major cut and paste.
Exactly.
Ice base. Ketzer yachazak. Simukov mem. Ice base. Ketzer yachazak. Breishberg chasabat. Masik bigmar. Tama de chazaka. Shum de atlashnin mizdar. Inish bishtoit fil mizdar. Vakati. So he says that the gemara is missing. Like in every daf they ask this. But what's the proof he sold it? Vakati tzor tama. Nehi de zelo reyusa. Okay. I lost my shtar. I got confident. But what's the proof you bought it? But Medal Lesley Stam should be Tfelom is dire. I will soft soft ain't a raya they come and see me more Kambala Raya. So he quotes the Ramban. He quotes the Ramban. You notice the Torah Chaim doesn't even bring the Ramban. The Ramban is on that mem base. The Ramban on that mem base, he quotes the Ramban and says exactly like the Torah Chaim. Chidush Rabban Perek Chesav Batim. Kosav Gabi Ochla Av Shana Aben Shnatayim. The father died after 1 year, and the son ate it the next 2 years. This is what happened. A guy was on the property 1 year. The guy making the chazaka, the alleged purchaser. The father was there 1 year. He died, and the son was there 2 years. This is only if the kid is bar mitzvah. Aval katan, he's a child under bar mitzvah. He's a little child. You're going to protest. Oh, I'm coming back. Said, protesting, you can't protest for a child. Vilkoch, labra chazak. Okay, maybe you didn't have an apachubis. They came in the chimachi, labar zdui bishtaruk. Since the original guy can't be meicha. Iyonami lamach. So I'm bad din tzalchach, what the Ramban says. Veinani muchzik betamze. I don't agree. The tam of the chazak, lab mishtum is dui di day bilchot. Like you said, Chai. Learns like the Torah's Chai, Ramban. The raya is he's quiet right away, like the Taras Chaim said, not 3 years. There's a raya he bought it right away that the guy was chasing. The guy was in meicha. The counter raya, exactly like the Taras Chaim. Since you don't watch it more, Israel Taina, Ramina lo lechinam shasak. So he says the Ramban, interesting thing, that a child also watches the shtar 3 years. That's interesting. He's a katan, he also loses it after 3 years. The katan nami lab rezuri tfeyu. So what's the raya he sold it? Because the guy was quite the first year when the father was alive. In other words, this case was the first year, father was alive, it wasn't meicha. So it's already a raya he sold it. The next 2 years he couldn't be meicha, he's a child, so what? After 3 years, the child uses it. So we have both aspects. The cotton loses it after 3 years. And the guy, we have the raya, he sold it from the wasn't meich and the father. Mubidvar, tikam de chazaka, bishim de shasak, sort of like the havmin in the gemar. Except the havmin in the gemar ben was 3 years. That you're not makbid for 3 years. Ella, a marav is, they mean really you're makbid right away. The shasak wa midav de misamachlo, el de toich shalosh. And as we extended 3 years, because within 3 years we have a kashi, why do you lose your contract? You know, it's a shayla, Rabbi Shai. Am I believe with a migu neged achvish tarcha? Let's say I have a migu. A migu against achvish tarcha. It's a shayla achrayna. So would my migu overpower an achvish tarcha?
What migu do you have?
In a case we had a migu. In a case we had, we'll have plenty. We'll have them a chesed.
Is there a migu itself?
Well, I don't know if it's a migul hoitzi, machlokes tosfos Ramban. And if I'm on the property, I don't know if it's a migul hoitzi. We'll talk about that on Lamed Beis and Mietz Hashem. So if you're on the property, it's not so clear, it's a migul hoitzi. Ulubasa shalos. Lavrei yesu, tei mizdar, mechazad, 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 mechazad. The keikos, zeved aros chai. Tzoyis quotes it because he dingsach. Tzoyis says, and then many, many rishonim like the tzoyis. Ula niyestai di ike, cheskan shashem, ein ala takonis acham. People don't watch a contract for 1 year. They get confident and they lose it.
What about the father and the son? You did it for 1 year by the father then?
The son will lose it after 2 years. He knows his father sat there for a year and he has it 2 years, so he's going to lose the contract. It's interesting that it's mitzvah if I know that. He realizes the father was there 1 year. He knows. He knows his father was there 1 year. How he's there 2 years, he'll lose the contract after 2 years. The son. It's interesting.
Look, there's a passage of time.
I don't know this confidence business. What's the confidence got to do with it?
Nobody's coming because I only keep my shtabs. I'm afraid somebody will be meicha. Once I'm confident, nobody's coming to claim it. What do I need the shtar for?
Because otherwise, you don't hold the shtar forever.
You want to hold
that's
on.
That's the
forever.
You want to hold on to
shtar. Otherwise, you have to hold forever. They didn't
have it was just very difficult. It was very difficult. It was very difficult.
They had floods. They had everything.
Okay, so the problem is
something. Everybody has these. You have the details.
It's just hard to hold on to it.
No, but rats eat it. The guy's meicha, you got to watch it forever. The guy's meicha, you better watch it forever.
Yeah, yeah.
If the guy's meicher, you better watch it. If you're going to lose it.
That's the tikkun olam.
If the guy's meicher.
Somebody has to have a ksuba, you've got to hold on to it forever.
People had to write it. I had a lot of new ksubas.
I got file cabinets.
I didn't have anybody in Sandy, but I had a couple came to the lost ksuba. Write them a new ksuba.
Big deal.
No, I don't.
Bring that to it. Then you write a
letter. Sometimes
I can't. Takes 10 minutes. That's what it is. This way, Hamach. Came to the Yoshi Orer, Irur. Nobody's making a claim. Shulis Oro Oak, Chaim Mekzais explaining why you get confident. 3 years, nobody made any claims. Nobody's making any claim. Velom is Dartha. You should have saved the Lukuchas. That's the Kzais lens, Takonet Rabbanon, because it's human nature. You use the country, lose the country after 3 years. So the Rabbanon established that if you win it. Now, how do you protect the Meicher? This is the brilliance of this Takonet Rabbanon. So you're protecting the buyers, but we don't believe in protecting buyers. How do you protect the Meicher?
It's going to be Meicher. That's
how. Lechach rochacham v'taki shenem mecheska shaloshah. Now, so what do you tell the Meicher? But what about a guy who sits there 3 years and she's a goslin? So you tell the Marikama, you be my, you have Arif Shemisito, Yasimacha. It's all part of the Takana. Yes. It's part of the Takana. They said, listen, if you silently needed 3 years, you win. If you didn't sell it, you be Meicha. Yasimacha. Tosh Shalosh. You know, it's according to the, you see, you only have to be Meicha, but even according to Ramban.
One time in 3 years, you have to be Meicher.
Yeah, the Gemara says every 3 years. The Gemara says every 3 years.
That's the clock.
The Gemara says every 3 years.
When you're Meicher, there's another 3 years after.
We'll have a sugya about that later in Chesabad. V'achamacha, kama machzik zar b'shtar. V'meinam ochetok sholos, yafsid amar. That's the Takanah d'Rabbanan.
That was part of the Takanah.
Yeah. Yafsid amar v'cheinim l'losh namuki yosef. He quotes in Muki Yosef, Tfeilim is dar, ki savalo yavarod. Fishadas Olam came, Lo Tiknul Chacham Elishalsha. Lo Tiknul Chacham. The Shtenug Yaz, Takon is Chacham. Umacha Takon is Chamu. Niskanushneim, Hamaxva. They're both protected. The Markham is protected by his ability to be Meicha. And he's protected. There's Elishana Rambam. And I'll show you today's, tomorrow's daf. He quotes a Rambam, go back to the first column. The one all the way on the right, on the low, on the size. Perk Yav Mitoy. Since you weren't Meicha, at of Sarita Latzmacha. You weren't Meicha, so you
lose. Of course, damage to yourself.
Yeah. Now, if it would be a proof, is that a way to write it? If it would be a Raya, Rambam wouldn't say, you lose because you weren't Meicha. Since you weren't Meicha, it's a proof you sold it. The Rambam says, since you weren't Meicha, you lose. At of Sarita Latzmacha.
Since you did
not Meicha. That can only Shneya. So in other words, the rabbis gave you an option, be Meicha. If you're not Meicha, you lose. If there be like the Ramban and Taras Chaim, you don't say you lose because you weren't Meicha. The raya that you sold it is because you weren't Meicha. That's a tough sarta halatzmacha. It's not a tough sarta halatzmacha. We have a proof from you not being Meicha that you sold it the way the Taras Chaim Ramban learns. He told you, Lomimchos, Hifsit, Vilif, Yitamad Ramban, Amrinan, Hovla Micha, Raglai, Madav, Shemachlo, Shach, of Sadata Latzmacha. And I bring you a Rashbam. Tomorrow's daf. So it's a lot of Rashbams. No, it's a lot of daf, and they learn the Rashis. Nobody's going to be reading all the Rashbams, right? I don't think any daf. Look at the Rashbams, tomorrow's daf. They're short. Somebody said, the advance of the Rashbam, short daf.
You don't learn the Rashbam.
So is it, that's why I'm going to talk
about Rashbam. Because that's what I asked for now.
Is that above us? Is that even such a big concern?
Rashbam says, the Rashbam is talking about a case where tomorrow's daf, you say you bought it from someone else. Very lumdish daf. If you don't say you bought it from the Marikama, you're the Marikama. And I say I bought it from Tzvi. And I don't say it. I don't know if Tzvi bought it from you. I just say I bought it from Tzvi. So that's Chazak Hasheni Matayna. You got to say you purchased it from the Marikam. That's what the whole daf is about. Most of tomorrow's daf.
How did the Marikam prove that he's the
Marikam? He has Re'edim, Shtar, something. To be a Marikam, last
years,
known owner. He's the last known owner. That's how I define the shit.
If he says he bought it from me, I have proof that I bought it. then of course he would win. If I have the
right, that's correct.
So we're assuming that I'm out of the picture altogether.
We don't know that you bought it from
the
market.
I'm not proof. I either say yes or no.
Tehecha, I'm quoting the Rashbam, it's about a third of the way down the very wide lines of Lamed Amud Beis. Tehecha meaning the mafsid ma'ara b'shtikasa. When do we say that the ma'ara is mafsid by his silence? Hainu hecha, the tain idach, minach savinte. Achal t'shnei chazak. Then he's mafsid, mamish talash the Rambam. The Rashbam says, when does the Mar Kamel lose the mafsid ma'ara b'shtikasa? Mamish the Losh Rambam. It's a Losh Rashbam. Since he quotes it from the Rambam, he could have quoted the Rashbam. Says the same Losh. So Rashbam, and later on in the parak, I don't remember exactly where. The Rashbam says it's Takanas Chacham. Later on in the parak, I don't remember exactly where. I think maybe Lamed Hamid Beis. Rashbam says open. We'll see the Rashbam maybe. It's a Takana the Rabban. Chaskas Kedusha. Says open. Now you want to hear right from Tosis? Another class in a few minutes. Rabbi Shai, Tosis this week, Lamed Hey Amud Beis. See, the shaila is, see, if I help a guy with a basket, I help a guy, the Mar says, you need 3 years for Chazaka, but let's say I help him harvest the fruit. Dalalets iut sadad the perik, among Lamed Hey Amud Beis. He could say leperus aradeticha. He could say I sold you the fruits.
It's 1158 he died.
Who?
Rashbam.
Okay, 1158. Rashi died in 1105.
1142.
1105.
1105. And the famous recess.
What?
The famous recess. 1042, 1105. Born 1040 and
died
1105.
We had recess from 1040 to 1105.
That's Rashi's life.
So what was it, 1040?
The recess. Shir ended at 1040.
The Rambam was born in 1135.
Yeah,
yeah. Rambam was born in
1135.
Rambam was born in Rambam was what, 11?
1135.
Really?
6th April, either 30 or March.
1204.
Within a couple of days.
I thought Rambam
1135.
After Rashi died.
Then he says possibly born 1138, because it's only 3 years.
He was 60. And when did he die?
And the Rashbam died in 11.
No,
so it's unlikely they saw it.
Yeah, they didn't have the same lifespans we have today then, yeah. So Tosfos says like this. Vila Peres Achse. Gemara says, see, let's say if I say after 3 years, somebody asks the Gemara, let's say you have a chazaka. I'll say I sold you the fruits. If you have a chazaka, let me say I sold you the fruits. So Tosfos says, maybe the Gemara means that you're always neman to say Leperes Aradetich. He asks, Gemara says, Vila Pera, look at the next paragraph, Pera Achse. Ravashi says, so what are you supposed to do? So what did he mean? That you ate the property for 4 years. If I say you're a goslin, you believed. Let's say I'll just say I sold you the fruits. You know why he's eating the property for 4 years? Because Shtara Lepera Lavdi, I didn't sell you the property. The Marakam will claim that I sold you the fruits. That's the Havamin of Tosfos. The Ravashi meant that after 4 years, I could say that I sold you the fruits. So every time you have a chazaka, the Markama can always say, oh, you know, I wasn't Moch, I sold him the fruits. It's my land. So Tosfos says, Ein Lefarsh. Tosfos says, Alam and Hamid Beis. Ein Lefarsh. Ravashi Sover. Don't them on the parents of Aratah. Ravashi is hinting to the fact that even if you eat, so come out, every time you have a chazaka, I could, I can win. If I say you're a goslin, then you win. But I'll just say I sold you the parents.
Then I have a migu, so I can say anything I want.
The Tosfos talks about migu there. Tosfos says about migu. Dim kain kasha. This is what Tosfos, look what Tosfos says here. Dim kain kasha. And that's what Tosfos brings up migu. My tamad rabban the bai shal sham liyam yam. So why do Rabbanim need 3 years? L'didei, you can't say Rav is pshat that you lose the contract after 3 years because he can always taina. He always has to watch it. Tosfos says he always has to watch it because the guy can always say l'peres aradetich. You lose it after 3 years. Fake Tosfos. What do you mean you lose it after 3 years? Maybe the Mar Kama will say Leperus HaRadetich. It doesn't make any sense. What follows what? The Chazakah follows you lose it, or you lose it because you have a Chazakah? Taisis seems to be confused. See, the Ksaisi has some Taisis. Taisis says, if you'd be always Nehmet to say Leperus HaRadetich, the Mar Kama can always say, I sold him the fruits. So then you have to watch your shtar. What do you mean you have to watch your shtar? You don't lose your shtar, you have a chazaka. You have a chazaka because you lose the shtar. Yeah. So what's Taisis talking about? See how Taisis learns? Taisis means, Mahu'ilu chachamim b'taknasa. Mahu'ilu chachamim b'taknasa. Taisis means that they made a takana from Tzedul Kuchais. You accomplished nothing to Markama. That's what Taisis means. That's an excitement of Shatan Taisis. Without excitement, when you get to Lamanei Amid Beis, I don't know if you're going to look at that Taisis, but this is the Taisis, one of his rayas from Taisis, that Taisos is Takonis Chachamim. Or else it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense why Taisis is saying, you have to watch your star because maybe the guy will save them Saratich. You don't lose your star because you have a Chazaka, you have a Chazaka because you lose the star. What? What's the cause and what's the effect? So Taisa says, what do you mean, you lose the shtar after 3 years? The guy can always say the Peres HaRadetich. As if you... So Taisa learns, Taisa means that the Chachamim didn't help you. Chachamim made a pseudo to protect Lekuchais. Fake Taisa, you can't say like Rava, that you lose the shtar and they're protecting them, because you're not protecting them. The Markhamim can always say, sell them the fruits. That's how the tzais learns pshat.
That
tzais
is not lucky. You could always say it's all the fruits.
No, it's a havamina. Tzais is saying that's not. Ravashi can't mean that. No, that's not. You can't say. You know what the Gemara comes out. You should be meich.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.